Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. That's Streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my 1 hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo, and I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on streetsradio.com. Log on to paystyle.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless. 2010.
Hold up. Stop the music. Stop the motherfucking music. I thought this was fucking New York. What? I thought I was in fucking New York.
Hell nah.
If you're from New York, make some motherfucking noise right now.
Yeah.
what's up with it? What's up with it? You're tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. Glad to hear y'all. Glad to see y'all. Glad to be around you or whatever it is may be the case. You might be logged online right now checking out the show, or you might be on your cell phone checking out the show. I just want to say thank you for calling in, or thank you for logging on. Once again, you're welcome to Real Talk with Emo, like you is every Monday at 10 o'clock, so I'm hoping. You know how it is. Other than that, man, I just wanted to, you know, mention a couple things I had going on for y'all, in case you don't know, in case you ain't one of my Facebook friends or one of my MySpace friends or one of my Twitter friends or whatever. I'm kind of seeming to be on Facebook a little more, but I just go where, you know, where the people call me at, wherever people hit me the most at, wherever I see the most active replies and stuff in my emails, I just click on the email and they see me there. So, you know, MySpace is kind of, you know, simmering down, but I still got love for everything. Somebody today asked me, was this good and was that good? I say mess with everything. I try to have my shit on every site that there can be. I don't care what it is, even if I don't get on it all the time, I go put my stuff on the site, and then, you know, I leave. And as you see, the emails go off and the sounds go off. They let me know I got an email or something going on. Somebody want to holler at me, whatever, whatever. If it's a site that's active, I know, okay, I need to put more entries into this website because, you know, people is hitting me up on it. So that's how I do it, man. Like I said, man, I try to get down with every little site that I can, you know, because the more the merrier, you know what I mean? Some people might be on this site. Some people might be on that site. So I get down with everything. With that being said, in case you haven't logged on to my YouTube page, or you're not a friend of mine on my YouTube page, you need to go to youtube.com/emo3000. That's EMOE3000. And check out the stuff I got on there, man. I got a lot of little stuff that I just uploaded recently. For one, like the While You Wait DVD that I came out with in 2003. It didn't really get as much exposure as I wanted to, now, you know, whatever, but I did a search and I seen what came up and the movie didn't come up. So I was like, hey, let me go and throw something fresh and new up there. So I just chopped the movie up and uploaded it on my YouTube page. So if you've never seen While You Wait, it's called While You Wait the Appetizer. It was a DVD documentary that I put together when I was signed to Brother Lynch Hung's label, Sickmate. So when we was in the studio, we was putting together a record, and we was doing a little commercial shoot, I just was whipping out the camera the whole time when I was around there. That DVD and his album, the DVD Lynch by Inch that came with Lynch by Inch, all of that footage is stuff that I caught and filmed around that time. Still got a bunch more stuff that I didn't use or whatever, but While You Wait is a DVD, and it's called The Appetizer While You Wait, you know, like while you're sitting at the table, while you're waiting, here's your appetizer. Well, while you was waiting for Brother Lynch Hung to do his thing or whatever, whatever, I felt like I'd give a little to his fans and his people a little appetizer of what was going on at the time. So I was down with the label at the time, and that's what I came with, and that's what I put together. So, I mean, you know, like I said, it's all business, man. I'm networking and people, you know, wondering, like, damn, why you not still messing with them dudes or whatever. I just moved on and started doing my own thing. That's still my family. You know, Lynch is like a cousin or something to me, you know what I mean? So that's why the whole situation happened anyway. So, you know, to get that cleared up, there's no hard feelings. I'm just doing my emo thing, as you can see, or everybody else doing their other thing. Because, you know, you go through what you go through trying to manage labels, and sometimes artists and money and stuff don't come through fast enough, so everybody can't really click at that time. So it's about, you know, go do what you got to do. And if, you know, he get bigger and I get bigger one day, I'm pretty sure the door's still open for us to do it again. Maybe we have While You Wait Part 2. But now, log on to that YouTube page, man. That's youtube.com/emo3000, man. I got it all there for you to see.
Underdog. Yeah. Track Lord. hair, but she love how I rock. She want me to marry her, but I'd rather marry the block. I'm married to Mike, I'm in love with the guap. The fast life, bright lights. Baby, I'm addicted, I'm sorry, it's hard to resist it. But you been there, through the good times, bad times. Held me down, when I was broke, barely had a dime. Been through the rain, they barely knew my name. I promise you when I got money that I wouldn't change. Damn, a nigga lie, but I swear you nigga try. And I ain't too hard to swallow my pride. Some hoes wasn't shit, I fuck them in a slide. Then I'm back to the money, all I see is dollar signs. And every time we fucking, it's moaning and screaming. You tell me you love me, but I'm out the door leaving. Bitch, I'm gone. I'm in tour with some niggas behind. They don't like me cause I'm hypey, but our music is mine. I guess I'm pimping on your wifey, but don't need it at all. Cause I got a bad bitch with a hell of a jaw. She put it on them niggas, send them tricks for breaking her off. Sometimes she meet a nigga and he pay the bitch to talk. She wanna be with a boss. I'm strictly on some guap, you know what I look like, paying bills at a spot for you. Rather start to grow up, but still you won't let me go. Violation with Islam, cause I know I'm not the one. Don't think you ain't special, you've been graced with my presence. But it's better if I left you, so I leave you with this message. Try to find the strength to stay away from a gangster. Showed your ass the life, but you ain't gotta thank me, nah. This shit blow up. Stop listening to your girl. See your girl want us to self-destruct. Your time is up. I had enough of your bullshit. He say, she say, drama. Call a girl on the three-way. You can be my woman, but you better take it easy. Shit, I changed your life. Took you out the hood, big dreams and lights. Any other bitch round me, blink twice. Bet you I'll be out of her life, out of her sight. Okay, you out of here, psych. Walk out, slam the door, and get right. Shit, I know you can't leave. You addicted like drugs, and that drug be me.
Yeah, what's up with it? What's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 o'clock, man. I'm trying to get this show popping, but I've been doing a lot of stuff. So I ain't been able to holler at everybody and just get a whole bunch of people on here to interview and talk and convo like I want to. So I just be playing music and, you know, giving people something good to listen to for a minute. So you can put your cell phone down, turn your speaker on, you know, just let it play for a minute. You know what I mean? Or you can log online and just let it go while you're doing your work or whatever. But far as interviews and stuff, man, this is for artists and all that be checking out. I know y'all out there listening, y'all be seeing, y'all be checking the shit I post later on Facebook and all. Y'all hearing this show. I know. The views and the subscriptions and all that show me. We already got about 10,000-15,000 listens, all that. So even when y'all don't come through and stop by and give me props and say, E, you doing your thing, I heard your show is cool, I know 10,000-15,000 people out there is listening to my show. So I'm proud of what I'm doing. That's why I come here every Monday at 10 o'clock to keep it mobbing and do whatever I got to do. But now moving back to the interviews. If you want an interview on the show, all you got to do is hit me up a week ahead of time, not the day before, not the day of the show, because most of the time I like to prepare the shows better. I like to prepare my questions. I like to get ready. I like to get the music from the artist so I can play a couple songs. When you get at me the day before or the day of the show, it's hard for me to get any of that handled. It's hard for me to get some songs played. It's hard for me to prepare questions, and I'm on air sounding all, you know what I mean? I like to be prepared about what I'm doing, so at least if I ain't freestyling or paystyling or whatever off the head, I don't like to really be doing interviews like that because that makes both of us look bad. So I like to make sure I ask the right questions, look up on the artist. I might go look at your video. I might go do a Google search on you and find out what you're up to so I can ask some questions that's relevant to what you got going on and promote what you got going on. So, you know, it seemed like, you know, a lot of my little following is, you know, fell off. All the artists ain't really hitting me like they was at first. At first, they was hitting me up, and then I was like, hey, man, you got it, you know, but then everybody's treating that like I was saying, oh, fuck yeah, he trying to act all funny, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you know, take it how you want to take it, man. I know it's real. I'm still a broke nigga. It's still real talk with Emo. I ain't got no money, man. I'm still trying to get the money, so I'm out here working every day doing what I got to do just like you should be doing. So if I see somebody or whatever with my radio show or somebody with a radio show, I'm going to holler at the people and say, hey, man, how can I get down with that? They're going to tell me how I can get down with that. And then I'm going to do what they told me to do. I'm not going, oh, man, this nigga telling me to holler at him next week and he booked and I'm in. Nigga ain't come on, man. I ain't got a lot of nobody, bro. I'm just asking you to do something for me so I can do something for you. That's all I'm doing. So when you ask me, can you get an interview or whoever it is, man, I believe me. It ain't just one person if you think I'm just talking to you. I ain't got enough time in my life to be just thinking about one nigga to be addressing you on my radio show. This is hella motherfuckers that be doing me like this all the time. So I wrote the shit down to say, man, I got to address it. Because I don't want to be walking down the street and niggas be, you know, I see why people come up and niggas start feeling all funny because that dude be so busy trying to run his millions that you don't get to see him and all that. He got to act funny. He got to do shit differently. So you treat him differently, and now he really don't want to come around because he don't trust nobody. He think niggas don't want him around there or whatever, so the nigga don't come around when he come up. So that's when niggas come up, man. They start acting funny because you make them act funny. Bottom line. Nigga, if you want to interview, excuse my brother, artist, let me calm down. Any artist, man, that want to have an interview or whatever, I will gladly give you an interview. I never tell nobody no. You don't have to be a big artist or your name out there or rapping with E40M or all that. All I want you to do is to be having a record coming out. You know what I mean? Have a CD that's coming out or your mixtape, something that you're promoting for a reason. Don't just want to get an interview on my show because you did about 50 songs at home. I'm trying to push brothers that's pushing the movement, that's going to press space shit, that's, you know, putting out some music, that's staying in the studio all the time making quality music. They get the posters. They go to the next album. They go to the next. I'm trying to support that type of people, the people that I am. You know what I mean? Because I need support, so I'm giving people support that are like me. So if you got an album coming out and you got a video or something on YouTube that you just dropped or whatever the case may be that you promote, you got a show you finna do or whatever, just holler at me a week, at least a week. You know what I mean? Maybe you can get at me 3-4 days ahead of time if it's short notice, but at least 7 days, man, before the show that you trying to get on. And then I'll get you on probably in 2 weeks or something. Because after I start hitting people up. I ain't been hitting people up, so I ain't really been busy and booked. After I start hitting people up, man, you want to get on my show, they're gonna be honored because that's what brothers want to do. They want to feel you call them like they somebody. And I understand that because I'm an artist too, and you don't want to go around jocking niggas and doing, you know what I mean? But I'm not. Once they find out who I am and what I'm going to do and what I'm about when I get this money and I get this move, tracking, then niggas will see I wasn't just all talk. I wasn't just a nigga running around here that wasn't trying to do I'm going to really do it big. Then I'm going to holler at cats. But now I'm going to start calling cats and start hitting cats up because they seem like they don't want to come get an interview on the show if I don't chase them around and jock them like some old, you know what I mean? But it's all good, though, man. I just don't feel you should talk about a nigga and be running around, running your mouth, talking about shit if you ain't going to come to me and ask me like a man. Because then when you hear me like my story, you know, niggas want to do songs with me. All I got all kind of little bullshit be going on because cats see what I'm doing and they think that I'm getting cheddar out here. I'm getting money, you know, I survive. But if I was getting cheddar, nigga, you would know. Everybody would know. I keep it real. It'll be in my videos. It'll be on my pages. It'll be in my pictures. Nigga, when you see me on here grimy and all that, bearded and all that shit, nigga, that was the look that I chose to do until I get it. So my mission of looking grimy and not tripping off shaving clothes is like, nigga, I ain't tripping off none of that. I can go get kitted up and cut hair and I do all that shit. I can do it tomorrow to go somewhere, whatever. But I ain't doing that. That ain't my image. That's y'all image. My image would be celebrating when I finally got it forever, and then I'll look that way forever. You'll never see me fuck again once I get it. That's the struggle I'm going through. I'll never be a nigga that get the money and spend it on some bullshit. So, man, all I can say is, man, don't talk about a nigga, man. I mean, you know, this next song I'm finna play right here is dedicated just to them type of niggas, man. So I want y'all to listen to these words real cool. Cousin Thick, man, he under the Sick Wheel umbrella that E-40 finna drop. So y'all, like I do all the time, I always break new shit. I always tell people new shit. I always show people new shit. I always tell people about the future, the new world order, and they don't understand dealing with the shit. I was telling people about all this shit that's going on now in 2000. Before the bug was supposed to come in 1999 and 2000, I was telling cats all about all this that's going on now. I forgot about it, quit tripping on it, started focusing on music and trying to do other shit. Other shit was that. And then the shit came back and showed me that, nigga, I knew what the hell I was talking about. So now I'm talking with confidence. So don't talk about me, dog. That's what this next song is called. Don't talk about me, dog. Cousin Thick, man. Check it out. Get a bar.
Yeah. Cousin. Talk about me, dawg, you don't know me, bruh. Don't ask where I'm at, unless you owe me, bruh. Don't try to show me love, and talk behind my back. Trying to apply the jack, fuck around and lose your hat. My niggas move them packs, y'all niggas move with rats. I got the paperwork, I can prove the facts. I'm turned up to the max, plus I done burnt up two of them sacks. Coughing like I'm finna have an asthma attack, with a strap on my lap and an axe on my back. Looking for the motherfuckers who was asking for that. Then after the fact, put a jack on my lap. Check me a trap, count me a stack. Got two bad hoes, one white, one black. And we gon' trap to put the city on the map. Any nigga wanna see me, did he know where I'm at? Hatin' ass niggas get laid down flat. Talk about some money, quit talking chump change. I'm in and out of lanes, and my truck bang. You see them landy stains, and my sick witty chain. Cousin Feek, you know my name, don't use my shit in vain. You know my paper's up, I know you fake as fuck. Look at my interior, girl, I know you hate my guts. You sucked me while I was driving, that mean I drove you nuts. I'm in a dream world, so I'm flipping through green girls. These fucking paper sluts got me waking up with paper cuts. Flipping work like pancakes, that syrup got me mapled up. With hammers all over the table, so you haters can get stapled up. I'm chasing money, bitch, fuck what you talking about. You either ride or die, fuck what you walking about. We gon' leave them suckin' niggas in the street and let the police come and chalk them out. Then blend off in the crowd like, yeah, motherfucker, who talking now? My heart don't pump no fear, my heart pump gasoline. I'm about to fuck the world with no Vaseline. And if that's your girl, then get it off your chest, nigga. I ain't never been the type to speak up on the next nigga.
Don't talk about me, dawg. old Glock and I keep them cocked. Heads turn when I hit the block. Young niggas outside getting chipped for rock. And shoot at niggas and talk shit to cops. Shop don't close till we hit the guap. Grind don't stop till I reach the top. Streets are tight so niggas keep your chop. Keep from getting popped if you a beast or not.
My niggas getting paid. I thought you suckers knew. You niggas in the way. Boy, let them suckers through. You know about me, dawg. You know what I do. You recognize a G. Now who the fuck are you?
Straight out the A where them niggas don't play. Blow a nigga out of chains and maybe throw a couple strays. So don't act brave or you might get grazed. Hit him in the mustache, nigga might get shaved. That silver hate shit got me blazed. My chain look glazed, yo bitch amazed. She shocked and dazed, she jocked my way. My cock get praised by hoes these days. Yeah, that bitch can be sick and have a lot of ass. I'm just after that cash flow in her Prada bag. My music goes for itself, so I ain't gotta brag. I'm Cousin Feet, you know my name, nigga, you ain't gotta ask.
You know about me, dawg. Don't talk about me, dawg. And if you doubt me, dawg, you better out me, dawg. Don't talk about 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 me, dawg. You know about me, dawg. Don't talk about me, dawg. And if you doubt me, dawg, you better out me, dawg. Don't talk about me, dawg. Don't talk about me, dawg. Don't talk about me, dawg.
Talk about me, dog. Don't talk about me, dog. Enough said. You know what I mean? It's all good. That's Cousin Chick right there, man. Don't talk about me, dog. You know what I mean? That song is about to drop real cool. That's on E40's label, man. So y'all check that out, man. That's Cousin F-I-K. Look for that, man. Other than that, we're going to keep it moving. Let's see here. Moving on to what I got going on. YouTube. I just got through uploading and just finished uploading around 10, 15 minutes ago. The Smoke and Die Half High, episode 3. So we got two episodes before that. 1, 2, 3. It's called Smoke and Die Half High. You know what I mean? Episode 3. Check that out, man. You know, we just putting together a little episode. It's going to probably be about a good 20 minutes or something at the end. It'll be about 5 parts. And then we're going to move on to something else, and I'm going to start including people. We're going to do comedy and all that. It's a little something we're just making up as we go along. You know, it's freestyle, pay style, whatever it is. It ain't like we really trying to make no movie or do whatever, but it looks like a movie. You know what I mean? I'm getting better at it. The more I do it, you know, I edited it. I filmed it. One of the homies filmed it with me. They wrote it, you know, and they tell me what it say and what it go, and we just listen to the lines. We're gonna try to learn our lines better, you know what I mean? We're going to get our lighting better. We're going to get our sound better. And we're just going to get better. So I've been reading books on stuff like that, you know what I mean? Just trying to keep it entertaining, you know what I mean? Because when I get the money, I already know what I wanted to do. I just ain't got the money yet, so I'm just using what I got to get what I want. You feel me? That's how you do that. So moving right along, I'm going to bump my homegirl, Brown Sugar. This is a song I produced for about last year. I'm going to go ahead and throw it on my Feel Good Music 2 compilation that I'm going to put out. But now I just want y'all to check out this right here and tell me what you think. Brown Sugar, say yeah.
Emo, you a fool for this, mate. Rolling down the highway sideways with a pie day. It's Friday, Monday, striper. Put the green on them 20s when I lean. Like the Cali stick and green, yeah, we do the damn thing. Head is still too, cause like God is cracking. Both of the angels, cause that girl be slacking. 9 millimeters in all types of shit. Thank you. box is empty, don't even fly shit. Brown sugar and a price to pay. Throw your hands in the air and feeling me. I'm in this motherfucker drunk and I'm trying to get it drunk. How do you motherfucker go? Why you pop your collar if you're feeling me? Oakland, swing your whips if you're feeling me. San Francisco, nod your head if you're feeling me. Humble County, roll it up if you're feeling me. Berkeley, blow some smoke if you're feeling me. Chico, sip a drink if you're feeling me. L.A., give it up if you're feeling me. Atlanta, C.I., if you're feeling me. Houston, Texas, if you're feeling me. Detroit, Michigan, if you're feeling me. Chicago, Illinois, if you're feeling me. Missouri, it's feeling me. Cashville, Tennessee, is you feeling me? All the hoods in New York, is you feeling me? Miami, Florida, is you feeling me? Where you at, my people, is feeling me? We represent that, is you feeling me? But is you feeling me?
Hey, Neil, what you gotta do, but no, you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but no, you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but no, you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but no, you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Yeah, never material driven. I'm about to be living like I was a king. Yeah, that I mean. Safety broke, that's why I still choke. But I ain't telling you to smoke. But if you do, get your money first hand. Gotta be your own man. If it don't feel right, throw it in the trash can. And take this chance to recognize pain. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change.
That sounded real good right there, man. I ain't heard that in a while. See, I've been tripping off my own music. You know what I mean? I be working and just doing so much music, do so much music. I don't really listen to it after I do it no more. I used to, like, do all my music when I really wasn't putting it out so much. I didn't really have my own equipment. And I really couldn't record as much as I can record now. So back then, I used to love the fact I went to the studio, paid my money for that session shit. I come home, listen to that song about 100 times that night. And probably just forever until it came out. Now that I done put records out and I done done what I had to do, I just do songs and I keep on moving. So, you know, it's just a trip. I mean, I know I was just nodding my head right then listening to that song. So I hope you was nodding your head too. I don't know if you feel the same way I feel, but I know good music when I hear it. And that was a song right there called You Gotta Change. That was a remix though. You know what I mean? I'm going to put that on my mixtape that I'm going to drop, but that's a remix of a song called You Gotta Change off my album Never Quit, featuring Boosie Nichols and my homegirl, May G, blowing in vocals on there, man. In case you want to know who that is singing on there, May G, M-A-E-G-E-E. She on my Facebook, my MySpace, all that, because most of the time when people hear her, they'll be like, man, who is that? Let me get, you know what I mean? So she's been doing her thing for a while. So, you know, snatch up her CD. She got a CD called Mayday that's out there. I'm on it. You know, I helped her put that together. So that album is real cool. She on CD, baby, and all that. So check out my homegirl, May G, and the homie, Deucey Nichols. That was produced by Primal from France. You know what I mean? That was something he emailed me a beat, like, you know, a long time ago. And then when I did and sent it, he was like, man, I can do it better. Send it again. Sent it and they didn't get a remix to it. So, you know. It's all good, you know what I mean? It's just a trip that nowadays people really starting to realize I do music. Because at first it was just something that, you know, people thought, oh, he just saying that, he do, you know, what do he do? People that see me at the studio are like, yeah, he do music, but what do he do? Now, I think motherfuckers understand, man. I'm doing emo, that's what I do. You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo like you is every Monday at 10 o'clock. Well, you should be. You probably don't be. But now some people be tuned in every Monday, and I love y'all for that. If this is your first time tuning in, hopefully you come back again. Sometimes, you know, I just play a lot of music. Sometimes I talk a lot because this is Real Talk with Emo. If you ever want to chop it up with me or whatever, say hello, anything, you can press that 1, and that'll let me know you want to chop it up, and I'll get to you if I see that 1 press. But other than that, we're going to keep it moving. With this next song I got going, some music I'm going to drop, my homie 00 Smith, we got the album called The Big Homie on him that I'm going to put out. And then we got D-Dub new album that we almost finished with. We've been recording up on that. And we was in the studio yesterday. I got some YouTube video I'm going to put up of D-Dub doing his thing and all that. But, yeah, we getting his album done. So the new D-Dub, Mr. Simpson Volume 2 will be out soon. So this is a song with them together off of 00 Smith's album, The Big Homie, called These Streets, man. So check this out. Tell me what you think.
Niggas is like giants around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? My nigga Smavelotti's on the track. Imagine. Let these niggas know how it go down, boy. Every day in the struggle. Every day we out here gotta eat off this concrete. My nigga spit that shit.
Yeah, I cooked up kicks, I sat on white and damn near got rich. Rich, I broke down bricks, then sell one sack, I smoked that shit. Shit, I stripped that mark, and he running in his drawers all through how park. Park, I plotted on dude, came off the lick, half a kick and some dudes. Fool, I got a many network, from the north to the south, about putting in work. Bitch, I ain't with that drama, I whoop you with a belt, you better ask my baby mama. Shit, I'm a cold ass nigga on hot spots, busting knocks, I'ma go get up. Nigga, I done slept in my low, creeping crap crash, damn near met death in my low.
I've been off in these streets.
Pimp, I tell you about some pimping, no, though. And then some mo' little bitch on the day when she get back, I get dough. Dough, that's why they call me D-O, aka Dirt Dangler, that's an inside Joe. Joe, with my inside folks in the funk riding low, still getting off cold. Coke, and I take that cat, slap him in the trunk, kill his homies, pay me that scratch. Let me put it on your face, how about it? I'm one of the sneakiest snakes. Fool, you a Sacramento River cat. If I got it, you got it's probably that nigga scratch.
Nigga.
I'm moving patterns where them killers black. Where all my gangster pimps and dope dealers at?
I see all in these streets.
Up, I spray a few rounds, rounds. I carjack niggas, I home invade all dust. Skrilla, Skrilla, I crush niggas' craniums. I used to fuck with Damon in my bus without aiming them. Yeah, empty R spot crowded. I do have heart, so I don't live without it. Yeah, and I'm from the how about it? I don't bang, I ball. Check the wrist if you doubt it, bitch. I don't give a fuck, I turn down more pussy than I touch. Yeah, and I will break a hutch, slap the shit out of bitch if she doing too much. Yeah, then draw down on her dude, look him in his eyes. Nigga, what the fuck you wanna do?
I see all in these streets.
Nuggets.
Yeah,
Dutchie. Dutchie.
Dutchie.
Hey, Daddy, I heard you wanna take.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Daddy, I heard you wanna take.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, I heard you wanna take. Hey, Daddy.
But wait a minute, you can't leave before you get me down. Taste it, nah, I devour. In between the lace, you make it rain like a shower. Head back, little mama, just put your leg up. You only got one, well, put your peg up. You hear me things, how about I put it in your ear? Let me get my horse and I put it in your deer. I'm talking climax till I see a little tear. I drop it on me till I say I'm here. And you the one that be saying sliding down a pole. After I hit it, yeah, you gotta give me money, bro. This is a show that got a tooth through they peephole. Forget the taste, let me put it in your keyhole.
Hey, Daddy, I heard you wanna take. Hey, Daddy.
Change your life. I'm jumping in it when I'm in it, give you hard fight. Not for a minute, but a minute, yeah, I'm all night. I know we sending what we sending, but it feel right. And you ain't like my ex, you keep yours tight. Huh, that pussy out of this world. And even though I'm taking, you can still be my girl. I'll tell you what you want just to get in your pearl. Hit it all night till you take a nap, girl. How you breathing like you running laps, girl. If my tongue sticks to you, would you like that, girl? Good feeling, don't fight that, girl. My jack when I rock your world. Don't fight that girl. My jack when I rock your world.
Jason, and this is what you facing. I'm so amazing. Watch me throw a dick in your pussy like Peyton. You know niggas be hating when they see you started taking. And that's how they found out we have relations. But don't trip off that. I'ma make the kitty purr when I'm scratching the cats. And I'ma put that ass over, meet it up from the back. And do what I gotta do, baby girl, on the mat. So check stats, it's a well-known fact. That after I beat it up, you will be back. And when she don't answer, you know where she be at. Butt naked in my bed just so I can beat that.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm off. We calling out shots. It's 45 past 1 o'clock. Five of us took 50-some shots. 50 girls with us, all of them high. That a guy beat and got me, gave me that 1-2, hit me like Rocky. Over there, old girl danced so properly. Now I see three of her, all of them on me. She saying, Bo, let's go home. I'm saying, I'ma hit you when I go. On to the next and no J-Ho.
I'm smelling myself.
That cologne, that's strong. Eyes burning, beads on my forehead, mouth 200 degrees, still looking gorgeous. Hey, wait, I park, but first, couple more shots.
He ain't driving home, is he?
Course not.
Come off that patrol, my vision's getting blurry. Come off that patrol at the designated drop. Come off that patrol, my vision's getting blurry. Come off that patrol at the designated drop. Designated drop, that's a designated drop. Come off that patrol, that's a designated drop. Come off that patrol, that's a designated drop. Come off that patrol, that's a designated drop.
Money, don't matter what the cost is. Head to the bar, screen label for a ball strip. Higher than the moon, got me looking, you looking, we looking, nodding to the crew. Two-step bitches can't help but to see me though. Got the flow lit up like Billie Jean video.
There she go.
All in my zone, sweating like a ball player off that Patron. They know we all stars here, baby, hold on. 20 missed calls and they all say, come on. But now, I'm chilling with tequila, don't need nobody else, that's a flow. fly mamacita. Just me and her, ain't no margarita. This is girl on girl, got the two out of sea. Hey, where my keys at?
You ain't leaving.
It's cool, baby driving and she ain't been drinking.
Yeah, I'm off that patrol, my vision's getting blurry. I'm off that patrol at the designated drop. I'm off that patrol, my vision's getting blurry. I'm off that patrol at the designated drop. Designated drop, that's a designated drop. I'm off that patrol, that's a designated drop. I'm off that patrol, that's a designated drop. I'm off that patrol, that's a designated drop.
I'm off that patrol, dirty talk on my BlackBerry phone.
Okay.
Bartender like, boy, you in the zone.
I know.
Baby like, if you like it, come on. I'm off that clear. You know what they say about liquor for beer. I ignore that. Where's the bathroom in here? Seeing two of everything, leaning on my beer. I'm gone for show. Faded like a haircut. Already embarrassed. What you got a stare for? Spinning like a Ferris wheel. Give me a chair. I ain't never stared, but that's a lot of stares, bruh. I'm in the ride with my designated. Hella faded, eyes closed like I'm meditating. Your boy buzzing, looking medicated.
Whoever bought the last round was tripping.
Why they let him pay? I'm off that patrol, my vision's getting blurry. I'm off that patrol at the designated drop. I'm off that patrol, my vision's getting blurry. I'm off that patrol at the designated drop. Designated drop, that's a designated drop. I'm off that patrol, that's a designated drop. I'm off that patrol, that's a designated drop. I'm off that patrol, that's a designated drop.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tuning in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday, man, at 10 o'clock right here. I don't know what it is. It's your time. If you don't live on the West Coast, all I really know is the West Coast and what time it is over here. But I'm going to keep this shit moving because you know how we do it. Oh, yeah. By the way, if you do get a chance to stop by the YouTube, don't forget to check out the behind the scenes of the Dear Lord video. Dear Lord, the real and the fake, my video that, you know, I got about over 350 views on, you know, I'm proud of that. You know, some people got 10,000 on, you know, but I know the politics behind all that. I can get all them hits if I want them. But naturally, I got over 350 views on that video, whatever, and I'm trying to rise it. So check out that Dear Lord video and the behind the scenes, man. It's links all on the video, download it, and, you know, if you got a site, download the video for me, upload it on your site, you know what I mean? Promoter for me, man. That's how we network. Other than that, this to all those beautiful ladies out there, man. My homie Luton Big Notch, good girl.
No need to call Jerry, don't need no Springer show. You make me wanna put a diamond on your finger though. And you the business, how you rockin' in that Prada, baby. Strolling through the mall, all them lanes won't say nada, baby.
We never gotta worry about anything, because I got you, I will always hold it down for you. Cause all of the time you've been there for me, I call you more than my shawty. You need this written, stay true, I label you my girl.
Stop messing with them squares, you need a thug in your life.
And you don't even drink, that's what I call me, a designated driver. They always at the club, I call your house is where I find ya. Since you my good girl, I'ma be a bad boy. Never play you for a fool, best you ever had, boy. You can hold my iPhone, ain't no other girls calling. Only if it's about some money, homie, got to keep
you ain't
falling.
Never gotta worry about anything, because I got you, I will always hold it down for you. Cause all of the time tripping that for me, I call you more than my shawty. You keep it real and stay true, I label you my good girl.
Stay supply. I'ma call her out of space. She keep me high. I like the way she walk. She's in love with what I do. On the road to the show, in the studio, when I'm done, I'm coming back to you. And I ain't never trip off them other goofy chicks. You my favorite drug. I come to you, I need a fix. I'm your hood boy. You my queen. You my superstar. You make me
insane. You ain't never gotta worry about anything, because I got you. I will always hold it. Cause all of the time tripping there for me, I call you more than my shawty. You keep it real and stay true, I label you my good girl.
Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. My jeans are never empty. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Your scheming don't affect me.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm so damn high. More than 500 horses when I roll by. I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new. I don't handcuff, you can get the whole damn crew. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beat it, I bet she let me. She been fiending since she met me. I'm the coolest, especially when I throw on all my Gruffy. Got my sister Smith on my feet to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, new Bentley, color vanilla and cherry. Andretti on Pirelli, make a movie out the Getty. With my ring and my confetti, I'm Kobe Bryant ready. Pink rosé and chronic smelly while I'm stumbling out the telly. I'm so fly, I'm so fairy, and the way I flow is very. Into a machete, when my pencil move is deadly. Platinum band, platinum bezzy, make a straight girl out of Leslie. Magazine, Max Desi, keep my windows like the Prezi. Press a button and I'm stunting. My roof look like it's ducking. Need a little 200 something. And my trunk do one is bumping. I am not the one for jumping. I will ratchet out of something. Dump them, you're dead or dead. Get money red.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm always high. Got your bitch waving at me when I roll by.
I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new. I don't handcuff, you can get the whole damn crew. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. My jeans are never empty. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. I be moving, making movies. Tom cruising. If it's action, then I'm shooting. Pocket set, neck studded. Boy, my nickname should be Ruben. My Colombian connect on me. Them Mexicans are moving, and he know just how I get it. So we bout to introduce him. Got a girl named Cigar. Call her that because she Cuban. Got a black chick that be boosting. Got a white girl that be boofing. Gotta watch it because she use it. But she fuck me like she's stupid. And she always ready to give me that Becky. Last time it was so good, I almost crashed my Bentley. Hit the club, all the bottles, see them sparks in the sky. We had his whole beat looking like the 4th of July. But if you get the frontin' and the pushin', lead the shovin', we just bustin' and we leavin' like it's nothing. If it ain't the Gucci or the Louis, then it's Polo or it's rugby. And if you got grown with me, she be baggin' bitches for me.
I'm a Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. My jeans are never empty, dude. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm always high. Got your bitch waving at me when I roll by.
I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new. I don't handcuff, you can get the whole damn crew. I got a girl named Kima, and Kima like Christina. Baby, three don't make it cry to make a sex scene meaner. I just wanna get between her. Turn it over, screamer, then it's 1-2, I'm through, see ya. I scoop up my Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. My jeans are never empty, dude. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. The scheming don't affect me.
in stores. Emo, the French Connection EP, also available. Emo, Leftovers, the digital album on cdbaby.com now. Also log on to paystyle.net for more information.
I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet.
Whoa, fresh off dreams, got $1 million theme. Every day a new year, my resolution get cream. I ain't really even tripping off bling, cause it be the ones that don't bling bling with the most things. So I say fresh white tee, suited up. Nike Air Force One when I'm booted up. Like an old school Latino, I'm booted up. Better tread heavy cause these goons now shoot it up. I ain't tripping off goons, I'm about paper. While you Twitter beef, PG all about paper. Let me speak it clearly, I'm about paper. You need a hustle, bitch, PG ain't your lifesaver. Certified, go get her. Come back like crack pitcher, no hitter. I come through with the one hitter quitter. Fresh white tee and Air Force Ones all winner.
I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet.
I'm in that all white like the Pope. T-shirt to the forces, call me Zarda Dope. It's that all-purpose wardrobe, and we'll rock it from the block to a war show. But I bet I only wear it once. The smoke shop's eating good, we buy them all month. In the winter, we in pink coats. Full hustle mode, black beanie pulled down low. My shoes clean, but I bet that I get in the wind. On a punk cop trying to take me to the pen. Scuff them up, or even run up out them things. I got that wholesale juke on the shoe, man. Real grimy with it, got the true religious Gucci jeans and a purse for my chick. If I want the fashion shit, I hit Hollywood. For the forces in the white tees, I'ma hit the hood.
I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet.
Fresh nigga rocking this V-neck, stupid rocking these shoes. I'm doping these 82s. I'm a fly black boy, bitch. Yeah, I'm acting brand new. You see what I pull up in? I should rock the face suit. VIP nigga though, red carpet side though. Belvedere and crayon gray. I do what these suckers can't. See this jewelry dripping off me, diamonds with the funny colors, stunners with the gold letters, Louis coat, black leather. I can buy the bar out. I just do the bottle service. Superstar nigga, bitch. Make them other niggas nervous. I don't really drink much. I smoke like a broke stove. VIP, looking like they need to. They ain't touch me at the door, miss me with the funny looking. Better try to grab a bitch, I'm tipsy and I'm with the shit. Chillin' liquor, actin' donkey, bitches steppin' on my shoes. And body better tell this bitch move, a nigga too fresh.
I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the feet, new forces on the feet. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the tee, new forces on the tee. I'm in the fresh white tee, new forces on the tee, new forces on the tee.
Moving south mile, I'm sipping on the foul. I'm in my cup, random stop signs. Man, I'm tripping. Let me slow down, too much syrup sipping. Random stop signs. Man, I'm tripping. Let me slow down, too much syrup sipping. Foe, got me moving slow mo. I'm sipping on foe. I'm moving slow mo. Oh, oh. I pray to God I don't. don't crash. Club so muddy when I swing it, don't splash. You can see it on my face like a mask. I'm moving too slow and everybody too fast. My life is like a movie in slow motion. Drink how it moves it. I'm loaded like a Uzi. Fuck around and wake up on Tuesday. I feel like I'm last place in a turtle race. Like Barney, I feel like I got a purple face. And that drink got me leaning. What a feeling, got me feeling like I'm dreaming. And haters wanna spoil things. No more drink, it's time for an oil change. Hold a drink in the soda, watch the oil change. So much paper, think I'm working in the oil game. And the niggas so dope. At any given time, my eyes might close. Ran a stop sign, man, I'm driven. Let me slow down, too much syrup giving. Ran a stop sign, man, I'm driven. Let me slow down, too much syrup giving. Fall, got me moving slow-mo. I'm sipping on fall. I'm moving slow-mo,
slow-mo.
Oh, 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 oh.
You know what's in my cup, it's certified mud. Straight out the hood, it's pulled up and smelling good. I love the sweet taste of drinking that vanilla cream. I just love to indulge in that codeine. I drink it all night long until I fall asleep. Then I'll be out like a log, you won't hear a peep. I'm getting drowsy, my eyelids are getting heavy. But I ain't stopping, pull up some more, hell yeah, I'm ready. I drink that oil out the styrofoam non-stop. It's hard to focus drinking syrup mixed with soda pop. Some like to mix it with Sprite, and yes, I like it too. But have you tried it with Big Red or that Big Blue? I got expensive taste, and yeah, that punch costs. But I drink it for the taste, it ain't nothing to a boss. I'm moving slow motion, gone off that purple potion. Me and my partners all toasting, I'm moving slow-mo. That's right, I'm moving slow-mo. I'm moving slow-mo.
Ran a stop sign, man, I'm tripping. Let me slow down, too much syrup giving. Ran a stop sign, man, I'm tripping. Let me slow down, too much syrup giving. Fall, got me moving slow-mo. I'm sipping on fall.
Some just tell me y'all niggas think we playing up here, man. Like y'all ain't taking us serious up here. Yeah. So you niggas sampling heats and shit, nigga. Nigga, this is the real heat, nigga. OSDL. Hey, y'all weren't ready for this one, bully. Gator Vision, nigga.
I ain't never had nothing in my whole life. So now my shoes stay scuffed from a long night. I'm gripping, stacking bad bitches in my alibi. And if you're looking, you can find me on the north side. Bring your people if I'm speaking, all my niggas fly. They say we white, but look at sucker, that's what money's like. Hide and like, and act on bitches, how these niggas slide. This mad shit, bullies up, now pay me back, bitch. Jake Boots so fresh, you can scratch this. I got this, purple kush and some catfish. A freak bitch, a man of life, pick a topic. I'll bring rock bitch, sell a nigga carpet. That hard shit.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. We just like the street destroy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy.
You the pussy motherfucker, and I see it in your eye. Heavyweight and a 10-pack, blaming on my line. If I fit it, I didn't hit it. I can hit it off your mind. I would take them through the ghetto, hit the pedal off the bar. Slap niggas like I. Poor bitches like dogs. Got my paper, little buddy. Motherfucker, hot song. Me, motherfucker, hard. Street up, I was born. It's Timmy, it ain't on me. So she sucked me to her tongue. Don't let her make my run. She can
come. So you suck them, try to Mac and make the business off the phone. Ain't no telling what we done. Even bitches pack a gun. Ain't no pussy, it be pussy. That's the way I had to come.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy.
Stop niggas saying money for a zip. No, I'm fucking with your own 32 or 66. Even get it off the whip. Never caving on your bed. With a vision like a gator, knock the feathers off the chick. Though you see me getting money, but I'm packing what I give. Let me roll through your hood, knock the back up off the field. It's a pimpin', you a chick. I just get it, how I live. Keep my bitches walking light, don't need no bruises on the hill. Rap looking for a mule, my lemon loose don't make me spill. I bring it to your dough like I was living at your crib. About the kid, I give a fuck about a bid. We get the kind of money to make your lawyer wanna see it.
Yeah. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. The business like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you come back every Monday to check me out. Also, check out my write-up in the section of Royalty Magazine. And if you got any songs you want me to play on the air, just send them to emo3000@aol.com. That's emo3000@aol.com.
But I shoot your ass, you give me a reason. The government don't give a fuck. They saying niggas keep giving up. These Tech Nines ain't handmade. They love it when you shoot it up. Let's work for him. Niggas nowadays dying on they own. Caught my homie in the room with a 357 to his dome. Now he gone. And I'm trying to get that vision out my dome. But living a life I live, I ain't probably got that long. I get blown, now it's on. And I put two in your dome. Don't be looking at me wrong. I've been smoking all night long. Move on. If you ain't trying to get money on the track, I'm sick and tired of getting held down. Cause a nigga black got me creeping through the back. Put some hot ones in your hat. Niggas know they better not get up in my way when I'm chasing scratch. Every day I'm on a mission. My focus is having cabbage. You can hate me if you want, but I live the life of a savage.
You get it how you live. The life of a savage. You'll have your ups and downs. As of right now, I could give a fuck. Cause all of my niggas are stuck in the dream. The life of a savage. You get it how you live. The life of a savage. In the streets.
and downs. As of right now, I can give a fuck, cause all of my niggas are stuck in the ground.
Calling the trap. Can handle that. Let's do it. Dinner in the movie. I'm back, nigga. That's what it is.
Yeah, I might as well get wet. Give me a Newport. I'm a little strange now, on fire like a human torch. Just get warmed up, ain't nobody can fuck with me. Even luckily, get cut in three. I'm a fucking beast, I'm up to 357. And it keep me revving, Mr. Tech Run. Pure white cocaine spit, not even stepped on. Sort of like blue magic, the pussy I stab at it. And stab at it, I'm an addict, it bleeds when I tap it. Man, it's depressing, and it's contested. Man, it's a lesson, plan to get your chest run. Damn Smith and Weston, and it will test it. Hand is the Kessler, can of possession, sample of intestine, Kansas is with me. Strange music is with them, I think they read little. I still see sick them, from long distance, for instance, I get with them. I spit sick shit, sniffing coat hanger,
broke stuff, a strangler, your folks get mangled up. Cut them up from the neighbor.
Put you in the hospital bed, have you wearing an oxygen mask? With the doctors and surgery, you get in a clock to me bad.
Hanger, broach to a strangler, your folks get mangled up. Cut them up from the neighbor.
Put you in the hospital bed, have you wearing an oxygen mask? With the doctors and surgery, get it across to me bad.
My whole cigarette's wet, I'm about to smoke it. Get hard like East Oakland, rappers I super soak it. After the crew get over them, I'll be standing over them. With a 9mm, hit him like a wide receiver like Jerry Rice. Them niggas think I'm weak cause I'm very nice. All I do is just think about eating them every night. So I gotta carry every knife, every machete. I'm steadily deadly as hell to leave everything getting cut up. I'll be at the motel fucked up. Blood in my cup with a fine bitch hugged up. Till my heart get plugged up. I'ma still be in my dicky shit thugged up. Nigga throwing up blood, throwing up guts. Nigga, what's what? We kinda strange, nigga, we eat nigga nuts and guts. You already know what I eat, your insides. And break down your enzymes and take out your insides. Sniff it.
Coat hanger, broach to a strangler. Your folks get mangled up, cut them up from the neighbor.
Put you in the hospital bed, have you wearing an oxygen mask? With the doctors and surgery, get in the clock to me bad.
Coat hanger, broach to a strangler. Your folks get mangled up, cut them up from the neighbor.
Put you in the hospital bed, have you wearing an oxygen mask? With the doctors and surgery, get in the clock to me bad.
I need a cigarette. I cut a nigga neck and watch the blood drip out. Hit him with a text. Just like these niggas wanna fuck my bitch, let them sweat. She'll smile at you and she'll cut your motherfucking neck. I hang a nigga and strangle niggas with barbed wire. It's a little strange, but listen to what I desire. I put the tools in their nuts, twist it with the pliers. I'm a hot rod, you a hot dog like Oscar Mayer. I drop logs, nigga, shitting like diarrhea. You get to put your knife to the eyes if you try to see him. Either that or my bitch will see you right at the club. And put the woofy wop in your mug and your grave stub. I got it made, cuz, make it strange music. To listen to and dissing you, cause that's how strange do it. We sick it in hard liquor with you, it's no thing. Coat hanger, strangler, spitting the cocaine, nigga.
Coat hanger, broach to a strangler. Your folks get mangled up, cut them up from the neighbor.
Put you in the hospital bed, have you wearing an oxygen mask? With the doctors and surgery, get in the clock to me bad.
Coat hanger, broach to a strangler. Your folks get mangled up, cut them up from the neighbor.
Put you in the hospital bed, have you wearing an oxygen mask? With the doctors and surgery, get in the clock to me bad.
Yeah. Motherfucking dinner in the movie. You know, be on this side or that side? I'm gonna get this side. Snap this side, snap that side. I gotta hit strange here. Yeah, we got that side and this side, nigga. Man, sick music. 1992 shit. You smell me? Yeah. Hey!
Day. One D Entertainment.
You can mimic my image, study my moves, follow my lead. You should do what I do. You should
hit like me.
Now you should
hit like me.
Cool. You should
hit like me.
Now you should
hit like me.
Now you can borrow my look. You can borrow my swag. Borrow my style and make all the haters mad. You should
hit like me.
Now you should
hit like me.
You should
hit like me.
Now you should
hit like me.
Pay attention, I'ma teach you boys a lesson. Aim up the day, just try to mimic my reflection. And raise your hand
happening since how you start your day off. A big yawn, then you brush all the hate off. Find your favorite song to turn it up louder. Then straight to the bathroom, cause you need a splash shower. Hop out and make sure your teeth are squeaky clean. For fresh breath, you gotta gargle with some Listerine. The next step's the best step, cause it's so intense. So you know that means it's time to get fresh to death. As you proceed to look through your closet, pick out a shirt and make sure it's the hottest. Find some nice denim and oh yeah, they gotta fit. Cause you gotta be crushing from the fitted to the kick. You can mimic my image, study my moves, follow my lead. You should do what I do. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. Now you can borrow my look. You can borrow my swag. Borrow my style and make all the haters mad. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. You should get like me. Cause I'm oh so fly, so fresh to death. When I get dressed, I die. Not your ordinary brother. Look, I tell you no lie. So out of this world, I look down at the sky. So swaggerific. My style is ridiculous. Like it, then I buy it. If I want it, then I get it. Stuck in my way. That's why I get a new hater every single day. Every day. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm arrogant, but I mean, man, I gotta be extravagant. The word that best describes me is excellence. Cause in my mind, I'm a boss like the president. And this is evident, I'm fresher than a peppermint. And y'all style is kinda funny like Letterman. That nigga I be, and this is why you should really try to get like me. You can mimic my image, study my moves, follow my lead. You should do what I do. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. Now you can borrow my look. You can borrow my swag. Borrow my style and make all the haters mad. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me. You should hit like me. Now you should hit like me.
It's all about the petty in the ghetto, that's my word. By my friends, I'm the president in the Federal Reserve. I'm better with the words, but the rhythm never heard. I swerve like drunk drivers blowing on the skunk fire. Have the whole place rotating like front tires. You dumb liars are four plays like umpires. Ain't none a liar. Maybe only the sun's higher. The one sire, Messiah, for your salvation in a foul nation that was built by the Masons. Trying to pal Franklin, you softer than the ankle. Yeah, sharp with the words. But I show you how to shake it. My apex is Everest. Sleep is the cousin of death. Nah, I said it best, I guess I'll never rest. Never. Bitch, ice cold blows make your lungs freeze. Monkeys, throw shit in the game like monkeys. Yeah. About dollars, there's no honor amongst thieves. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. It don't stop round the clock, even in recession. Inflation is the next direction that we're headed. Yeah. And this great depression that's spreading like swine flu. History repeats its lessons to remind you. I shine through. Brighter than your diamond time too. We promise you're trying to rise up in time through revival. We need revolution for survival. Solutions are reliable. At the present time, it's a depression time. I ain't even stressed the time for my pressure bind. Cause I'm blessed with mine to respect my prime. Who's the next in line collecting unemployment? The rap shit don't pay, they just do it for enjoyment. I'm death by stereo, the radio's annoying. They don't play none of my shit, so fuck all of them. Cause it's been in my shit, and syndication. Get some information, economic stimulation. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. I'm so focused, I wrote this with tunnel vision. Reminiscing with the written like humble fitting. The number one division in the whole league. Travel through my train of thought at low speeds. I know greed and jealousy, you breathe envy. Free MC, supreme MC. Me strike like lightning with rhymes that I'm writing. In the underworld, on the rise like the Vikings. Fight like Vikings on lights, I'm reciting the world. Play fights and turn men into mice. There's nothing like it. Never before to mix together clever and raw. Better.
get the money in the streets, now we need corporate tech. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap. I'm trying to get the guap, I'm trying to get the guap. Even though I love hip-hop, I need guap.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, Liz? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Just wanted to let a few songs play, man. I had no interviews today, so, you know, I thought I'd get some songs in. Like, sometimes when we have interviews and we talk and we do a lot, we don't get to play a lot of music. So today, you know, thought I'd throw a lot of music out there. With that being said, I didn't want to let the show end without me saying rest in peace to Guru of Gangstar. If you guys know hip-hop music, and you've been around hip-hop music forever, you know who Guru is. He died of cancer-related complications last week, and that was a sad thing to hear, man. Every time we hear that somebody died and a legend and passed or whatever, I really be like, wow, it's a shock, and I wonder who's going to be next. Because the Bible said in these days, you know, well, you know, if you believe in the Bible or whatever, when I read the Bible, that's what makes me believe in the Bible, because there's certain things in the Bible. Whoever wrote it or whatever, I believe in what they got going on. They got us going in the direction that they want us to go in, because that Bible says a lot of this stuff that's happening now will be happening. Earthquakes, you know what I mean, a lot of the Antichrist stuff and end of the days and all of this type of stuff was mentioned in the Bible, man, so. Rest in peace to Guru, man, and I just wanted to play something for him, man. Rest in peace to all the fallen soldiers out there that did hip-hop music and got us to where we need to be now, and they can go on to a better place. That's what I want to be when I leave. So rest in peace, Guru. See you when I get there, bro.
I give the best of my years to you. That's what I do. For this, I got a deep passion. They keep asking how I stay so tight in my craft and keep smashing. Like Pacino, I'm a unique hero. Still bringing you the heat like De Niro. Yes, I'm giving you a mixture of pain and pleasure. The best of my years, and then I reign forever. Been through the strangest weather, still it came together. So know that when you see me, I ain't the same but better. To the heads that stood by me, the good and the grimy, I'm giving love back, and who could deny me? These are telepathic classics for the masses. Masters at work, you get hurt if we have to. And after it's all said and done, it'll get done. Battles get won, I spit once the barrel is spun. See, I'ma fight for what it could be like. Give you the best of my years, that's what it should be like. I give the best of my years to you. That's what I do. You know I'm gonna stay grinding and stay shining. MCs can't hold a candle to me, so they crying. I'm like David going at it with Goliath. I rep it right, but still the industry is biased. For the heads that stay rising, you know I ain't hiding. My leadership is unparalleled, I stay guiding those who desire more than they acquired. Taste of some bling and some drugs to sling. Reality is much more graphic and more drastic. Rappers and the roles they play seem more plastic. Just like Lego or some other children's toy. On every song, they're like crush, kill, destroy. But when you meet them, they're like cotton candy. Ain't nothing hard about them, they're sweet, far from manly. So I'ma fight for what it could be like. Give you the best of my years, that's what it should be like. I give the best of my years.
Yeah. What's up? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. That was Guru right there, legend in the game. If you know Rakim and, you know, OG people like that, he's been around for a minute, man. Go look up that G-U-R-U, Gangstar, man. I grew up on that type of music right there. And it just listening to that song was just a trip because he was really living through them lyrics. And that's what I aim to do every song that I do. I never really do a song to really please people. I do songs to say, to leave a piece of me back, to say stuff that I'm kind of warning people to look out for. If I'm gone, you still got my music to go listen to as direction, or stuff that you shouldn't do, or stuff I did that you shouldn't do, or stuff that I know about that you don't know about. Just different little things that I try to put into my music. That's what emo is. That's what ghetto gospel is. I try to speak like a gospel to the ghetto, or gospel in a ghetto way. Or, you know, people in the ghetto need gospel too. You feel me? So I try to speak that way in my music. So every now, one thing you won't find me really doing is degrading females in none of my songs. You won't find me killing up brothers and murdering everybody on my song. But you will find me protecting myself. You will say I will do this and do that if I had to or whatever. You won't hear me flossing about I got jewelry and money and throwing all that on bitches and doing. You'll never hear that from emo. So mark my word. You heard it come right out of my mouth, man, on Real Talk with Emo. You feel me? So, yeah, shit, I just had some lunch or whatever it is, dinner or something. I ain't ate all day, so I had to take a little break and go get something to eat real quick. That's why I wasn't talking a lot, too. And that shit was good. My son's mom hooked me up some little shit. She dropped me off a plate every now and then. It's always good. I miss that home cooking, boy. Oof. Shout out to my daughter out there, man. My daughter, Chanel. My granddaughter, Imani. You feel me? E-M-O-N-I, that's my granddaughter. She's about to be 3 years old, and her birthday is coming up. So what I was tripping out is my son, he's 17. So my daughter is 21. So, you know, they got to be, so you know how old I got to be. We ain't going in the numbers. Add it up. My son turns, he's 17, about to be 18, and he's starting to make his little money with this tattooing thing and his graphics and things that he's doing. So he came outside to me today while I went to go pick up my other little girl, Kanisha, 8 years old. Went snatch her up to go do homework and stuff like that, like we do every day. She off track, so I go pick her up every day. We do homework. So he come outside, you know what I mean? He got these bright white-ass shoes on and shit. I'm looking down at his feet like, damn, them look new or whatever. He come out all bright and smiling. And, you know, he lit up because he feel like he's floating on them damn new shoes. They look so light and fluffy that, you know, looking at them, they look like some Jordans or something like that, you know. So he walk up smiling, yeah, man. Oh, I've been doing cool. And I went and got me some shoes, and people was in the shop. Yeah, I want those, and then I want the size 11 because he went and got his niece, which is my granddaughter. He went and got his niece some shoes. This is what he wanted to buy her for her birthday, right? So I was just tripping, you know, my son balling, doing. I can't even buy no damn J's. But, you know, he ain't got bills and smud bills and all that other stuff to pay, too. So, but he getting there, you know what I mean? So he making his money already independently without, he don't have a job. Not saying he don't want one. He's going to do that. He's going to school. He's going to go get to college and do all the stuff that I didn't do to get all of the talent and things I got. But he doing what he's doing already at 18, so I'm proud of him. He came outside, a new fluffy white, the new J's that just came out. I don't know what numbers they is, something. They look like the old ones I used to like. But it was a trip because they look like the old ones, the ones that I did buy. Those were the ones, but they the new ones that came out now, whatever. So he bought those for him and his niece, bought his niece a pair of shoes. And he's going to take them down there too or whatever on a birthday party and shit, so. I was proud of my son. I had to let y'all know. You know what I mean? I had to let you know I'm proud of my son. And that's what I mean by living on through my music. I did so much music around him and stuff. He was inspired to be like his dad, you know, or try to do music like his dad or whatever. But I always tell him, don't be like me. You be better than me. Take what you learn from me and do it 10 times better. That way, you know, if I don't get it, you know what I mean, he can help me out. You know, he was on his way back and I was like, yeah, boy. Shit, I can't wait till you come through for my daddy some shoes like that for birthday, you know what I mean? Because it's been, you know, all the years I've been on this planet and, you know, all they ever do is come through and give you little gifts that they make or whatever. You know, I appreciate those too because that shows they thinking about you on that day and, you know, you should always appreciate any gift somebody gives you. I don't care if it's made or bought or whatever, but all them birthdays and stuff come around when it's their birthdays and you know what you go through on what you feel about buying your kids stuff and, you know, all that. So I just like to see them get old enough to where they feel like they can go spend their own money without you asking them to buy them something or, you know what I mean, buy you something or whatever. They just go, you know, get you something. So to me, that's a wonderful thing. You can't get no bigger and better than that with a kid making his own money without getting in the streets and selling dope and all that. He's doing music. He make beats. He do graphics. He get paid to do flyers. He do tattoos. He was telling me appointments. He already got lined up for next week and all that. So, you know, what's up, man? If your kid doing something good, encourage that. Even if it ain't what you want him to do, you encourage him. I don't even like tattoos. I never liked tattoos ever in my life. He got old enough. He had, for you know it, he got probably 10 tattoos now. Next year, you know, he turned into doing them when he saw somebody doing it on him. So me not really getting upset about the fact that he liked something I didn't like turned into a talent for him, that he can make money now and feed himself, take care of his kids or his family or whatever down the line. So, you know, encourage your kids to do whatever they got to do positive because the future is right around the corner. And believe me, the world that we live in now, that you're used to waking up to every day, doing the same system and all that, it is about to change drastically. And those who are not prepared, not to scare anyone or whatever, there are options already set in place for you. You can go Google the plastic casket. 500,000 plastic caskets that they got lined up. Say like you get off your freeway exit or you drive around down the freeway and you can just look right off the freeway in between one exit to the next exit. And you see these black plastic caskets stacked up from one exit all the way to the other exit like you see them little cornfields when you drive by and you see the cherry trees and you see them rows of them. They got this already in place in certain places. So either they know that some kind of drastic and something drastic is going to happen and a lot of people is dying, or they already preparing to do something to kill a lot of people off. Either or. There's no other reason for you to be having, this is 500,000 in one state and then 500,000 in another state. If you Google what I'm talking about, you'll see what I'm saying. It ain't just one state. Somebody told me about it, and they said one state. Like, man, they got this stuff in Colorado. I went and Googled it. Alex Jones is a good person to look what he's talking about if you like to hear what's going on. He probably going to get killed, assassinated soon, but he don't give a fuck. That's how I be, you know what I mean? If I'm going to get killed for a cause or assassinated or, you know what I mean, that to me, that's like shit. You let me know I was doing my job because you had to take me out, so I ain't tripping. But now go look it up, man, 500,000. Plastic coffins that they setting up across America. Not only that, they got old places that are in your neighborhood or in anybody's state or whatever, like an old post office or an old railroad place or wherever a train can get to. They fitting them out and putting bars on them and concrete walls and boarding out windows and shit and turning them into what they're calling concentration camps. And that's where they kind of putting people at and regulating and telling you to go here and you go here and you go there. I mean, they got these places already in development, you guys. Why would you need hella extra prisons that you're building or renovating places and turning them into, like, these are like instant prisons that they're turning places into. Like, they ran all these people out of businesses fast so they can get these buildings and, you know, turn them into these places, because they know. Now, you can't tell me that they're telling me this because of a natural disaster. If they do, that's because a natural disaster came and destroyed shit. They got to regulate people and do people here and send people over there. They see what shit happened in Katrina and all that, and they learned from that type of stuff. We could say those type of things with tests. We could say 911 with type of things that put your mind frame into the fact of getting prepared. Because all of those type of things are getting them ready and breaking down the certain laws that are in place for them to do this, to where your rights and all that, well, you can't say shit. You won't say, you couldn't say nothing now anyway if they knocked on the door and said, excuse me, sir, police. I mean, I've seen a video of this. They was walking around in New Orleans, and they were just knocking on, not in just the flooded areas, but they was going to all the places that they said clear out all this area. When they said clear out the whole area, the soldiers was even saying, man, this is crazy. We can't believe that we in America doing what we're doing. Feeling like how they was walking down the street in Saudi Arabia or whatever. But those people got sent over there and all of that and trained for what's going to go down here, y'all. And I'm going to say it real quick because I know something's going to happen. This is not no dream, man. This is not nothing I'm cooking up. There's so much information across the internet that will tell you that this stuff is going on. Half of it can be shit people making up, but the other half, it's too much stuff to be going on for it not to be a coincidence that something is going down. I don't know what it is, but there is a thing called the New World Order. And the New World Order is about connecting everything and making it one world. You won't have no borders around Mexico or Canada. We can walk right through Mexico, right through Canada, and everything with no problem. Eventually, the passports will be, you will go to Africa and everywhere with no problem, because you will be chipped up, your passports will be chipped, everything will be easy for you to go anywhere that way. So if you have to get identified or seen where you at or whatever, when you walk through the airport and all that, they're going to know all that. Because right now in your wallet, man, right now in your wallet, there's a chip in your ID. And every credit card that you carry, there's a chip in it. In your cell phone, there's a tracking device in your cell phone. If 911 needs to find you, they have location on your phone. Look in it. You'll see it. It's in your phone. It's location on or off. You can turn it on or off. You can turn it off, but even if 911, whoever want to find you, they still can find you. Because satellites, if your phone turned on or whatever, they can find you. If it's not turned on, the battery is off, whatever, they can't find you. But if it's on, whatever, they can trace you through. So they're already doing these type of things. So eventually it'll be easier for them to let their guards down. They won't have to worry about chasing people and finding the criminals. And people that, so all the people that acting stupid and been so getting, making it worse, if you look at it, they say, okay, I tried. We tried to have this little civilized, you know, earth and planet and organization to run the planet that we had, but it's not working. People robbing and killing. They looking at rap music and want to be like this. They looking at Oakland hyphy shows and want to be that. You know, they got people copying all this stuff from Germany and France and all across the world. So it's stuff, it's Christian bloods and all across the planet. So if you look at it, motherfuckers say, all right, man, this ain't working. We got to reroute this. All right, how are we going to do this? They sit down at the table and say, okay, what about this? What about that? And reroute music, everything, the freeways, the way we spend money, everything. That's how easy it is. If I'm running a company and me and my homies doing it, and we finna put out a record, we gonna sit down and we gonna say what we gotta do. That's what the people running the world is. They're running a company. Them people have 20 people in their family, and all 20 people are billionaires that run the country, not the government, you guys, but people that run the country. They are billionaires. You don't even have to see them. They don't want you to see them. They don't give a damn about fame or being on TV or doing all that. They use that to put y'all out, put them people out there to make more money for them. They can sit back and let them trip. You'll never know who the people is. I don't know exactly. I'm just knowing who they are. I can't remember their names. I've seen a couple things of who people throw out with their or whatever, but I don't know the guy. I ain't shook his hand, and he ain't told me what he worth. I ain't seen the money. I don't see what he do. I don't know nothing. Somebody tell me who God is. Somebody tell me all of this. I don't know none of it because I wasn't there. Yeah, the Bible says this, but I didn't write the Bible. I wasn't there with the people. Yup, that did happen. Yup, that, I'm telling y'all, y'all need to believe that. But I don't really know. And sometimes we getting scared, like, okay, am I not going to be welcome into heaven or ooh, because I'm all, because first, you know, I grew up and got baptized and all that. And I believe in that there's something that controls and runs a spiritual thing, a magic in the air, in the world, in the universe. I believe that something created this whole little system of people being born. But when you read the Bible, you start feeling the naturalness of when they say evil and good and devil and Lucifer. You know, it all kind of adds up. So it makes you believe in the Bible or something they're saying. Now, I could go read a Satan's Bible or the Muslim's Bible and all that, and then read it and feel the same way, too. That's why I'm confused, because I could look at something good and feel, okay, I understand you, and then look at the way a dark or evil person and whatever they do and look at it and understand, okay, well, shit, I understand why you see what you see, too. Where is right? Where is wrong? But, you know, This is what I do, man. Real talk with Emo. I'll get it in real quick to let you know the shit I'm going through personally. So when you hear my music, you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about. Because in a song, you can only do so much. You can say a couple lines, a couple verses you got in the song, and the song goes off. You got to make sure the songs rhyme. So you can only rhyme certain words with certain shit. So in between those rhyming words at the end of the line, you got to make them make sense. So from beginning to the line, to the end of the line, to the next line, to the beginning, end of the rhyme that rhymes together, you got to make sense in just those two lines. Not to mention 16 lines, then 32 lines, then 64 lines. So it's harder to put this kind of knowledge into a song. That's why I got this little radio show, and I do it. And Blog Talk Radio, man, streetsradio.com. Log on, man. Check us out. We out here doing it. Everything I can, man. I'm going to make it happen with this rap, and I guarantee you. Just pay attention, and you will see it go on. Now, if it don't go on, it'll be because shit stopped. They shut all this shit down, and it'll be going like what I told y'all. But the way I see it, we got a couple years of, you know what I mean, for shit to really change, 2012. But every day and every year is changing. It's full Obama already talking about his reelection. I've never heard a president talk about being reelected like you are reelected already. Like he already knows he's going to be reelected already. Don't you guys know that? I mean, if you sit there and watch right now, look around at any politics or anything or anybody you see making any kind of noise and who can compete with the hype that they created around Obama. Nobody. That's why they did that. That's why they make stars. That's how they make stars. That's how you see most of the star rappers you see is because they create him. They make him a star. I bet you right now I could rap just the way I'm rapping, and if I was connected to Lil Wayne's Lil Connection, which is Universal and big people like that, or Def Jam, or Jay-Z, and tomorrow you got I got talent. I'm gonna say that, but I don't feel like my rhyming skill is at the point of a Jay-Z or, you know, super rappers. I'm an entertainer, but I guarantee you, if I got that opportunity and money behind me like they got, I would be the shit tomorrow too. Instantly, some people don't. You see some people, well, he got this and he got it. Why he didn't do it? No, their deal isn't like some of the people I mentioned. You don't see everybody getting signed to Interscope. You don't see everybody on Aftermath. You see the good stuff, the real stuff. Oh, yeah, they sign a bunch of people on their label and all that that you see. And then, but once that shit, the artist ain't got all the package and, oh, no, they'll shut that shit down. This dude getting in trouble, he going to jail, he ain't, oh man, fuck that album. Trash it. Don't even see it. Because they a businessman. The big people put out real music, the rock labels, and you know what I mean? They putting out other kind of music that ain't even rap and making billions off of it without even rap. So, I mean, man, I'm trying to get mine before it's over with. If anything happens, just know that I told you on Real Talk with Emo. And the reason why this show is called Real Talk, because everything I say on any one of these shows is real talk. I go back and listen to them after I speak, and I be like, damn, should I have said that? Yeah. Had no choice. It came out. It flowed out of my mouth. That's how I do. When I talk to people, I chop it up, whatever, and I just let it flow. That's why, you know, I said I'd get a radio show. I basically feel like, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to her. I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to myself. So y'all have a good night, man. I'm finna go log on to this YouTube real quick and check out that the episode 3. You know what I mean? Because I got a lot. I like to see it on YouTube after.